The college's Upper Mississippi River Sustainable Communities program has many classes working on a variety of projects with the city. Center Program Manager Tara Cullison says a community-wide survey is being started. She says some students in the Augustana Communications course developed the questions with the city administrator, and now a couple of sociology students are conducting the survey. A random sample of 3,000 residents have been selected. Cullison says it won't take long to complete the survey online or on paper.
We had students test it, and it takes about 15 to 20 minutes. That's reading every question thoroughly and giving it a thoughtful answer. The online survey is about 7 or 8 pages. Once you click to the next page, and the paper survey will be 8 pages.
Cullison says they're looking for all types of input and information from the residents.
The questions kind of range from quality of life questions, so how satisfied are you living in Clinton? A lot of demographic questions, so we have an idea of what our responses are coming from, so you know, your age, how long you've lived here, that sort of thing. And there's more specific questions as to departments within Clinton. So some of the services that the city of Clinton provides, as well as satisfaction with facilities inside Clinton.
Residents selected for the survey are receiving mailed postcards that should be arriving any day. Collison says they need a certain number to take the survey to make it valid, and the more people who complete the survey, the better results will be. Clinton City Administrator Jessica Kinder says the survey is vital to determine what the citizens want. Kinder said in talking with the council, they have to be open to any and all of the responses.
And so I think knowing that, you have to be prepared for negative responses. You have to be prepared to take a look at yourself and take a look at ourselves as an organization and figure out what we need to do better. And I hope that we will get information that will put us on the path to doing better.
Kinder encouraged people to fill out the survey online.
Because if you fill it out online, we don't then have to mail you a copy of the survey, so it cuts down on the postage costs as well. So if you get the postcard, it's great to fill it out online if you can. If you don't have a computer or internet access at home, the library has computers available for public use, and so we strongly encourage you to fill it out when you get the postcard versus waiting for the mail copy.
Cullison said that from among the residents who do take the survey, there will be 3 winners selected to receive $50 gift cards from Hy-Vee. For KROS News, I'm Dave Vickers.